Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on Divrei Hayamim Bet. In today's year we study Perek Vav, Chapter 6. As Amar Shlomo, then Shlomo said, when is then, after this gathering in Yerushalayim, when the whole nation gathered on Sukkot, together with the elders, to bring the Aron from Ir David to the new Beit HaMikdash in Har Bait in Yerushalayim, and after all the sacrifices and the celebration and rejoicing and the singing of the Levim in the choir and the trumpets blowing by the Kohanim, as described in Chapter 5, now Shlomo is going to deliver a beautiful prayer to help the people understand what is the purpose and the meaning of this new Beit HaMikdash. So Shlomo said as follows in his prayer, Adonai Amar Lishkon Barafel. The word Arafel is mentioned in relation to Mamad Har Sinai. After the Ten Commandments is over and the people are very scared and beg Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go to God and hear the laws, they were told at the end of chapter 20, Moshe Nigash El Ha'arafel Asher Shem Elokim. Moshe came close towards the Arafel, that's where God was. Rashi explains that Arafel is the same as the Anan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about in chapter 19, in verse 9, Hinei Onochi Ba'elecha Ba'av Hanan. I'm going to come to you in the thickness of a cloud, Bavur Yishma'am B'dabrimach V'gam B'chayaminu L'olam, in order that I can speak to you and B'nei Yisrael over here as I speak to you in the thickness of a cloud. In the relation to our prayer, there's definitely a thematic connection between the national experience of Am Yisrael standing at Har Sinai, entering a covenant with God and receiving His commandments, and the entire Mishkan and the later Mikdash experience, as the Ramban explains so beautifully in his introduction to Parshat Truma in chapter 25 in Sefer Shemot. So Shlomo begins his address to the nation to explain to them about the temple, first making a connection between the Mikdash that has just been built, and the people gathering in the Beit HaMikdash, and what happened back at Mount Sinai when Am Yisrael entered a covenant to become God's nation. What we're going to see is when Am Yisrael comes on a regular basis and approaches God in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that experience is supposed to remind them and re-internalize the message of Brit Sinai and the national covenant that we made coming out of Egypt to become God's nation and to serve Him properly. Pasuk Bet. Vani baniti Beit Zvulach, I have built for you a very stately house, umachon lishivtecha lolamim, and this will be the place where you dwell forever. In contrast to the Mishkan, which was portable, this now, as God had explained to David, this Beit HaMikdash that he's building will be the permanent place where Am Yisrael will serve God. After the Mikdash is built in Yerushalayim, it will no longer be moved from place to place. Pasuk Gimel, v'yasev ha-melech et panav, then the king turned towards the nation gathering, v'yavarech et kol kahal Yisrael, he blessed the entire gathering of Israel. The whole Kahal Yisrael Omed, the entire congregation of Israel, is standing on their feet, just like at Har Sinai. The Omer, he says, Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael, blessed is God, the God of Israel, Asher Diber Befiv et David Avi, the God of Israel who had spoken to my father David, Uviyadav Milei Lemor, and through him he fulfilled this promise, Min Hayom Asher Otzeti et Ami, Meretz Mitzrayim, from the day that I took my people out of Egypt, lo bacharti be'ir mikol shivtei Yisrael livnot bayit liot shmi sham. From the time we came out of Egypt until the time of David, God had never yet chosen one permanent site, one city among any of the tribes of Israel to build a permanent house for God, for His name and reputation to be known there. Lo bacharti be'ish, nor had He chosen a person nor had he chosen a person to be the leader and the permanent dynasty over Israel up until the time of David. We know from Chumash, from Sefer Dvarim, that God had hoped that sooner or later Am Yisrael will reach Menucha v'Nachala. They'll reach a level of stability where God would be able to pick one permanent site and He would be able to establish a dynasty that would lead the people. But up until the time of David, God had not found the proper city, nor had He found the proper leader. But because of the accomplishments of David HaMelech, Pasuk Vav, Vevchar B'Yerushalayim, but then God chose the city of Yerushalayim, Liot Shmi Sham, for my name to dwell there. Vevchar B'David, together with the choice of Yerushalayim, God also chose David, Liot Alami Yisrael, to be the leader of my people Israel. Vayhi im levav David avi, and it was in my father's heart, it was my father David's desire, Livnot Bayit L'Shem Adonai Elohei Yisrael. My father David truly wanted to build a house for the name or the reputation of the God of Israel. Pay attention as we continue in Shlomo Melech's address to the people, how he's building most of his address on what God told David HaMelech in chapter 17 in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, when he requested to build a house for God, and David's response to God's answer, why he could and why he couldn't build it, and also to its parallel in Sefer Shmuel Bet Perek Zayin. Returning now to Pasachet, Vayomer Hashem el David Avi, God answered my father David, Yan Asher Hayayim Levavcha Livnot Bayit Lishmi, because it was your desire, it was in your heart to build a house for my name, Hetivota Ki Haya Im Levavecha. That is something very good that you did, because that was your desire in your heart. Rak Ata, but you, Lo Tivne Habayit, you yourself can't be the one to build the house, Ki Vincha Hayotze Michalotzecha Hu Yivne Habayit Lishmi. Instead of you, only your son who descends from you, he will be the one who built the house for my reputation. Vayekem Adonai et Dvorah Asher Diber, God fulfilled that promise that he made to David. Vakum, I, Shlomo Melech, Tachat David Avi, I have now become king, taking over from my father. Ve'sheva Kisei Yisrael, now I am sitting on the throne of the nation of Israel. Kasher Diber Adonai, as God had promised my father David. Ve'evne Habayit, and I indeed, I built this house, L'shem Adonai Elohei Yisrael, a house whose goal is for the name and reputation of the God of Israel. Notice how Shlomo Melech consistently talks about the purpose of this house is to make a name for God. It's the theme of Sefer Dvarim, of HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'shaken Shmo Sham, to make God's name known for the sake of his name or reputation, as opposed to a place to feed God. It's very dangerous when you make such a big, beautiful temple and there'll be so many offerings, you get the impression that the main thing that God wants is animal sacrifice. And the way to get God on your side is to bring him lots of offerings. Shlomo Melech is trying to fight that point and telling the people the primary purpose of this house is to make a name for God. When we come to visit God, it's important to bring a korban to show our connection and our affection, but that's not the goal and the purpose of the house. This idea will continue as he continues in his address to the people. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vasim Sham Et Aron Asher Sham Brit Adonai. There, in this house which I built for God, in this temple, I put the Ark of the covenant between God and his people, which contains the laws that will govern the behavior of this nation representing God, Asher Karati Bnei Yisrael, the covenant which he convened with the people of Israel. Because the purpose of this house is to make a name for God, the nation serving God in this temple has a special set of laws that requires exemplary behavior because this nation is representing God. Therefore, Shlomo has to emphasize that the central focal point of this temple is the covenant and the laws of the covenant represented by the Aron. After making these important points, Shlomo now stands in front of the Mizbeach of God in the outer courtyard, Neged Kol Kahal Yisrael, facing the people of Israel, Vayifros Kenafav, he lifts up his hands in prayer. The concept of standing in prayer and lifting one's hands up high is something we see to this very day, is something natural in man when he turns to God in praise, is to lift up his hands in prayer. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Asa Shlomo Kior Nechoshet, Shlomo had prepared a copper stand. Kior usually means a laver, something that holds water, but here it seems to be referring to a stand that was made for Shlomo to stand on so everyone could see him. It could be that he used one of the kiorim in order to do this, but the main purpose of this kior will be a platform on which Shlomo will stand high up so everyone will see him. Vayitneo b'toch hazara, he put this kior in the middle of the courtyard, called the hazara, chamesh amot oko, v'chamesh amot rochbo, v'amot shalosh kavoto. It was 5 by 5 square in shape, and 3 amot high enough for the people to see him, and wide enough where he could stand without the fear of falling down. Ve'amod alav, Shlomo stood upon this platform, Vayivrach abirkav neged kol kahal Yisrael, Vayifros kapav hashamayma. After standing up on this platform, then he kneels down on his birkaim, he falls to his knees in front of the kahal, in front of the nation, and he turns to God in prayer. Vayomar, now that he has addressed the people and explained to them the primary purpose of the Beit HaMikdash, now, on behalf of the people, he's going to turn to God in prayer. Pasuk Yedalad Vayomar. And he says as follows. Adonai Elohi Yisrael, Ein Kamocha Elohim, Bashamayim V'aretz. There's no God like you in the heavens of the earth. Similar to what David HaMelech had said in his prayer in chapters 28 and 29. Shomer HaBrit V'HaChesed, Lavadecha, Hochim Lefanecha B'cholibam. You keep the covenant and kindness within this covenant to your servants who follow your ways with all their heart. The word Hochim Lefanecha, I think, relates to the commandment of Avram Avinu at Brit Milah, Hitalech Lefanai V'yet Tamim. Before God enters the covenant with Avram Avinu, where God promises, I'll be your God, Ve'olachel Elohim, and hence, Atem Tuli La'am, that was a covenant of Brit Milah, and the precursor to Brit Sinai. In the opening psukim of chapter 17 in Sefer Bereshit, as God is about to enter this covenant with Avram Avinu, he tells him, Ani Kel Shaddai, Hitalech Lefanai V'yet Tamim. Avram is commanded, and hence this commandment continues for all generations of Am Yisrael, to walk in front of God, to lead the way, to represent Him. Therefore, Shlomo's use of that phrase in this address, in the opening part of this address, is very meaningful. Again, Ha'ochim lefanecha b'chol libam, Asher shamarta la'avdecha leDavid, Avi, for you have kept your promise to your servant, David, my father, et asher dibarta lo, what you promised him, but tadaber b'ficha u'b'yadcha mileta kayom hazeh. You made a promise, and you kept your promise, as we see today. Pasuk Tetzayin, verse 16. Vata Adonai Elohei Yisrael, and now Hashem, the God of Israel. Shmor lavdecha David Avi, et asher dibarta lo lemor. Please keep the promise that you made to my father David, as you told him, saying, Lo yikaret lecha ish milefanai yoshev al kisei Yisrael. Just like you kept the promise that his son would build the temple for God, and he would sit on his throne and continue this dynasty, also please keep the promise that the kingdom of Israel will always be from the house of David, and a descendant of David will always be sitting on the throne of the people of Israel. Rak im yishmru v'necha et darkam, but again on the condition, as God told David, if your children, that is the children of David, follow the ways of God, lelechet b'torati, to go in the ways of my Torah, kasher halachta lefanai, just like David followed the ways of God, followed his Torah. Also, God's promise that his descendants would be kings over Israel was contingent on the sons of David keeping God's Torah properly. Pasuk Yitzayin, Ve'ata Adonai Elohei Yisrael, and now Hashem, the God of Israel, Ye'amein Devarcha, let your words indeed become true. Asher Dibarta Labdecha LaDavid, that which you promised your servant David. Notice again the emphasis on the description of David as a servant of God. Remember, Moshe was Eved Hashem, Yeshua later was Eved Hashem. Now David is Eved Hashem, someone dedicated to be a servant to God. Even though David is king and so powerful, and in relation to the people, he has the status of a king, in relation to God, he is simply a servant. Pasuk Yitchet, Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elohim et adam al haaretz. Is it indeed possible that God can dwell with man down here on earth? Hinei ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yichal kalucha, af ki ha'bayit hazeh asher baniti. Shlomo Melech is going to make a very important philosophical point. He's saying there's no possible way that God can actually dwell in a house that man built for him, because God is so immense and so great, even the heavens can't contain God. God is greater than his creation. He explains to the people, and he's turning to God in prayer, making an opening statement, we don't think, and it's not our understanding, that you're actually going to dwell in this house and be limited to this house. You're the God of all mankind and you're everywhere. Rather, this house is a representation of your presence. Because this house represents your presence, it'll be a place where we turn to you in prayer, as the Shlomo will now explain beautifully in the next pasuk. Even though we don't expect you to live here, because you transcend this local place of a mikdash down here on earth, nonetheless, this should be a place where we come and pray to you, and you'll answer our prayers. Pasuk Yotet, Ufanit el tfilat avdecha, deot chinato Adonai Elohai. We're asking you now to turn to the prayers of your servants and to his supplications, Hashem my God. Lishmoa el harina ve'el tfila, to listen to our rejoicing and to our prayers, Asher avdecha mitpalel lefanecha, that your servant now Shlomo refers to himself as a servant, is praying before you. Pasuk Chaf, Liot einecha ptuchot el abayit hazeh yomam v'layla. Shlomo requests that God's eyes, means his hashkacha, his providence, should be open to the prayers that we say before you in this house day and night. El hamakom asher amarta, to this place that you told us, lasum shimcha sham, this place which you told us that we can use to glorify your name, to make your reputation, to make your name known. Lishmo el tefila, here will be the place where you listen to the tefillot, to the prayers, asher yitpalel avdecha el hamakom hazeh, that your servant will pray in this place. Just like Shlomo emphasized before, that the purpose of this house is to make God's name known, he's also emphasizing, from our point of view, this is also the place where we come and pray to God. Indeed, we'll bring sacrifices, But again, Shlomo is saying the purpose of this temple is not to feed God. And he wants to make sure it's not misunderstood, that the people shouldn't think that what God wants is to be fed, and if we want God to give us rain at the right time and save us from our enemies, we simply have to come to God and feed Him. The main purpose of the Beit HaMikdash will be a Makom Tefillah. For that reason, the halachot of a Beit Knesset, where we pray to God today, in many ways reflect the laws of the Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'shamata el tachnunei abdecha v'amcha Yisrael. Please listen to the supplications of your servant and your people Israel, asher yitpalelu el ha-makom hazeh, who are going to dive into this place, ve'ata, and you, tishma mimkom shivtecha min ha-shamayim, v'shamata v'salachta. And I want you please to hear from the place where you're dwelling in heaven, and you'll hear our prayers and forgive us. Listen how beautiful what Shlomo is saying. We're building a temple for you to dwell down here on earth. But we admit you only don't dwell on earth, you also dwell in the heavens. Even though we're praying to you down here Ba'aretz, in this Mikdash Ba'aretz, we're asking you to listen to our prayers from where you're sitting in Shemaim. Starting from Pasuk Chabet, Shlomo Melech is going to give different examples of when prayer will be meaningful in this Beit HaMikdash. Verse 22. Im yecheta ish l'rehu, should a person sin against his fellow man, v'nashavo ala la'alato, and let's say he owes him money, there's a case, what's called bein adam l'chavero, between man and his fellow man, in relation to some monetary matter, and the court system requires one of the parties to take an oath, very similar to the laws of Parshat Mishpatim, in chapters 21 and 22, in Sefer Shemot. Uva ala lifnei mizbachacha b'bayit hazeh. And this oath or implication is taken in front of your altar in this house. What does Shlomo pray that God should do? Pasuk Chav Gimel, v'ata tishma min ha-shamayim, God, please hear from heaven. V'asita v'shafatata et abdecha l'ashiv rasha letet darko b'rosho. Please, God, listen from heaven. Do what is just and right. Judge your servant properly to return to the wicked one what he deserves. V'latzdik tzadik letet lo kitzit kato. And give to the righteous one, the person who is correct should get what he deserves, and the person who is guilty should get what he deserves. This opening example that Shlomo brings for what we're going to pray for in the Mikdash is simply mind-boggling. You would think we're building a temple, we would pray to God that He gives us rain, He gives us prosperity, helps us in battle. Here in the first example that Shlomo brings is to help our court system bring justice to the nation. One of the beautiful laws we have in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshat Shoftim, is that even though there's a judicial system and judges at the gates of all of our cities, the Supreme Court of Israel and the Sanhedrin, the big Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin HaGdolah, sits in the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo is emphasizing that one of the main purposes of the temple is to make sure that justice is done, that there's tzedek mishpat in the land, and there's a proper legal system that ensures justice to all its citizens. Shlomo again is emphasizing, once again, the purpose of the Beit HaMikdash is towards perfecting a society that will represent God properly. And the first example we bring is that God should help us in our relationship between man and his fellow man, bein adam l'chaveru. Pasuk Chav Dalet, the next example. V'im yinageif amcha Yisrael lifnei oyev, ki yechtulach, should your nation of Israel be chased by its enemy because they sinned to you? Listen again how beautifully Shlomo brings the next example. When else will we come to the Beit HaMikdash in prayer? There's a case where the nation begins to lose battles. Let's say we're defeated by our enemies. But why are we defeated by our enemies? Because we sinned to you. Shlomo already understands that if Am Yisrael sins, they might lose the battles. And if we lose battles, if we have a security problem, we don't say it's God's fault, we say it's our fault. And we don't say it's because we didn't bring you enough sacrifices, it's because we sinned to you in our day-to-day behavior. What will be the purpose of the temple? Not to bring a sacrifice to feed God so He helps us defeat our enemies, but a place for us to remember and understand why God's punishing us and what we need to do to improve our behavior. The Shavu v'hodul et Shmecha, the return to you and praise your name again. V'itpalu v'itchanunu lefanecha b'bayit hazeh. They'll pray and supplicate themselves before you in this house. V'yatan tishma min ha-shamayim. Please, let this temple be the conduit through which they can pray to you. And please hear their prayers from heaven. V'salachta l'chatat amcha Yisrael. And please forgive the sin of the people of Israel. V'ashivotam el adama. And then allow them to return to the land. Asher natat lehem l'avoteim. The land that you gave to them and their forefathers. Save them from their captivity. And listen again from heaven to their prayers. Even though we're making a place for God to dwell down on earth, Shlomo always says, listen from heaven and answer our prayers from heaven. Now that we brought an example about being defeated in battle, the next pasuk will bring an example where we turn to God for a natural disaster, for example, a famine or a drought. Pasuk Chavav, verse 26, Behi etzer ha-shamayim, should the heavens close down, v'lo yematar, and there won't be rain. Ki echtulach, again, why won't there be rain? Because we sin to you, as we see every day in second parasha of Kriyat Shema. If we have a drought, it's because our behavior as a nation is bad. We have sinned to God in the realm of our behavior in our society. We're not saying there's no rain because we didn't pray to the rain god, or we didn't pray to God and offer enough korbanot. We're coming and bringing korbanot and turning to God in prayer to remind ourselves that the rain is a function of our deeds. Then, when that drought happens, they'll come to this place and pray to you and thank your name there. And then they'll repent and return from their bad ways, from their sins, and surely you will answer them. Vata tishma shamayim. You, please listen from shamayim again, from above. Vesalachta lachatat avadecha. Please forgive the sin of your servant. Vamcha Yisrael and the sin of your nation of Israel. Ki toreim el haderach hatova asher yehuva. Because you will guide them and teach them the correct way, the good way, which they should follow. Venatata matar al artzacha. And then, please give rain on the land, asher natata lamcha lenachala, the land that you gave for your nation for their inheritance. The next example, after a drought, is one of a famine. Pasuk Chavchet, Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, let's say there's a famine in the land. Dever Kiyah, let's say there's a plague. Shidafon v'yerakon, Arbeh v'chasil Kiyah, different types of plagues that are mentioned in the Tochacha and Sefer Dvarim. Arbeh is locust, should they come and plague the land. Should any of their enemies give them trouble in the land of their settlement? Any plague or any disease? Pasuk Chavtet, Kot tfila, kot china, asher yelocho adam, any prayer or any supplication that any man should have, ulchol amcha Yisrael, for your entire nation of Israel, asher yidu ish nigo machavo, any person on a personal level who has any type of affliction or pain, Ufaras kapav el abayit hazeh. Allow him to lift up his hands in prayer in this house. Pasuk Lamed, Vata tishma min hashamayim b'chon shiftecha v'salachta. You, God, again, please listen from heaven, the place that you're sitting, where you dwell, because you dwell in heaven, even though we build a house for you down on earth. V'salachta, and please forgive your nation. V'natata le'ish kechod rachav. Please give every person, every individual what he deserves. Asher tedat levavo, because you know what's really in his heart. Ki ata levadcha yadata, you alone know what truly is a man's heart. Et levav b'nei adam, you know what a man really feels and thinks. Therefore, you have the ability to judge men and treat him and answer his prayers in a manner which he deserves. Pasuk lamed aleph, leman yira'ucha lelecha bidrachecha, in order that Am Yisrael will fear you to walk in your ways. Kol hayamim asherim chayim al pnei adama, all their days that they're living on this land, asher natata lavatenu, the land that you've given to our forefathers. Here we find another very important phrase which Shlomo uses, which is based on an important story in Sefer Bereshit. In the beginning of Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Shlomo mentions, Laman yira'ucha lalechet bidrachecha, in order that they should revere you or fear you to walk in your ways. The phrase lalechet bidrachei Hashem we first find in Sefer Bereshit in chapter 18, verse 19. Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Yudchet, where Chumash explains to the reader why God must consult with Avram Avinu before destroying Sodom. There he says, Ki yedativ, because I came to know Avram Avinu, leman asher yitzaved banav vet beto acharav, so that Avram would command his children and they their children, v'shamru et derech Hashem lasot tzedakah mishpat, that they would follow the ways of God, darchei Hashem, and what is darchei Hashem? To do tzedakah mishpat, to do justice and righteousness. By having a mikdash, this will be a constant reminder that man must fear God, that God understands his true heart and his true desires. Every individual in Am Yisrael must be reminded that his main way of serving God is to emulate God, which is following the ways of tzedakah u'mishpat. In the next section of his prayer, Shlomo HaMelech introduces the option that a non-Jew can come and pray in the Beit HaMikdash as well. This idea that a non-Jew is welcome to come to pray to God, and that the king prays, that God should answer the prayers of the non-Jew, here referred to as the Nochri, is also something very revolutionary in regard to the worship of God. Up until now, the Mishkan was a place where the people of Israel turned to God. Now that Israel is established as a nation, and we have peace with our neighbors, and we have a permanent house that represents the God of Israel, it's now in the interest of our religion that other people come to see and view our country and notice how we're representing God. When we were fighting with one another, when we were fighting our neighbors, and when other nations did not look up to us, it would be rather pointless for other nations to come and bring offerings to our God. But now that we've achieved a certain level of stability, and we have a beautiful edifice representing the God of all mankind, now it's in our interest that the non-Jew would come and visit our country, as we'll see later on with the visit of the Queen of Sheba. And that point is what Shlomo is going to make in the next section of his prayer. Pasuk Lamed Bet. V'gam el ha-nochri asher lo miyamcha Yisrael hu, even a non-Jew who is not a member of your people Israel, uba me'eretz rechoka l'man shimcha agadol, and he's going to come from a faraway land for the sake of your great name, v'yadcha chazaka uzracha netuya, and your strong hand and your outstretched arm, uva'u v'tpalelu el ha-bayit hazeh, and they will come and pray to you at this house. So should that happen, or when that happens, Shlomo now begs God as follows. Vata tishma min hashamayim mimchon shiftecha. And you, God, please listen from heavens, the place where you're sitting. Vasita kachol asher yikra eilecha hanochri. Please do anything that the non-Jew asks from you. In other words, answer his prayers. Why would that be helpful? Leman yidu chol amei haaretz et shmecha. In order that all the peoples of all the lands should know your name. And they too should fear you like your people Israel fears you. And that they should know that your name, and hence your reputation, is associated with this house that I am now building for you. Here we see that Shlomo understands that his construction of the Beit HaMikdash is the fulfillment of yet another set of psukim in Sefer Tzvarim, not only the psukim from chapter 12, which discuss the HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, but also in Moshe Rabbeinu's introduction to his main speech, where he explains one of the underlying reasons for all the laws that Am Yisrael has to keep. In chapter 4, beginning with Pasuk Hey, with verse 5, Moshe explains to the people as follows, Re'ei limadeti etchem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. Pay attention that I'm teaching you laws today that God commanded me. And then he continues and tells them, U'shmartem v'asitem ki hi chokhmatchem u'vinatchem le'inei ha'amim. Keep them, because this is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the other nations. Asher yishmun et kol chukim ela. They'll hear about all these laws. And they'll say, Rak am chacham v'navon ha-goy ha-gadol hazeh. They'll be impressed and concludes with, in Pasachet, U'mi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, kochol ha-torah hazot asher anochi noten lifnechem hayom. And they'll come and say, where do we find a nation with such just and upright laws like this Torah that Moshe is teaching the people on that day? Already, in the introduction to Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining there's also a universal value in Am Yisrael keeping all these laws. The Beit HaMikdash will not only be a place where the people of Israel come closer to God, but also become a vehicle for other nations to understand God, and hence fulfill one of the biblical goals of God's covenant with His people. After completing this section of the prayer that has a universal value, we're going to now return for the needs of God's own people. Pasuk Lamed Daled. Ki etze amcha lemilchama al oivav. Should your people go out to war against their enemies, but derech asher tishalchem, and the way that you may send them, v'itpalelu eilecha derech ha'ir hazot asher bachart ba, v'abayit asher baniti lishmecha. Because they've left the country, and they're now fighting their enemies outside the borders of Israel, they're going to pray to you by way of the city that you have chosen, and by way of this house that I'm building for your name. Should this happen, Shlomo Melech now begs God, v'shamata min ha-shamayim et tfilatam vet tchinatam, you should listen from heaven their prayers and their petitions, v'asita mishpatam, and do their judgment, in other words, help them against their enemies and give them what they deserve. Pasuk Lamed Vav, ki yechtu lach, but should they sin? Ki ein adam asher lo yechta, for there's no man who never sins, v'anaftabam, and you may have to punish them. Untatam lifnei oyev, it could be that in that battle that they go out to fight, should they have sinned, then you won't be able to save them, and they will fall before their enemy. V'shavum shoveihem el eretz rechoka u'krova, and possibly their enemies may take them captive in a faraway land, or maybe even in a close by land. But should members of your nation fall into captivity when going out to battle. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Veshivu El Levavam Be'eretz Asher Nishbusham. Then they will return with their hearts. In other words, they will repent to you in the land of their captivity. Veshavu V'tchanunu Elecha. And there they're going to return and pray to you. Be'eretz Shivyam Lemor, in the land of their captivity, saying, Chatanu Havinu V'rashanu. We have sinned, we have transgressed, we have been wicked. Veshavu Elecha. Then they will return to you. Behold Libam V'chon Avsham, with their entire heart and with their entire soul. Be'eretz Shivyam Asher Shavu Otam, in the land of their captivity, where they have been taken captive. V'tpalalu Derech Artzam Asher Natat Alavotam, V'ayir Asher Bacharta, V'labayit Asher Baniti Lishmecha. From that faraway land, they're going to pray to you by way of their land that you gave their forefathers, by way of the city that you have chosen, and by way of this house which I built for your name. Notice that Shlomo HaMelech is saying that the prayers that they pray now to God are going to travel from the land of their captivity to the land of Israel, and then to the city of Yerushalayim that God has now chosen, to the Beit HaMikdash that Shlomo has now built, and there they'll go to heaven, and there God shall hear their prayers. I'm sure we're all familiar with halacha from Masechet Brachot, that when we pray to God from anywhere in the globe, someone outside the land of Israel is supposed to face, when he daven Shmon Esrei, the land of Israel. And when someone prays in the land of Israel, they're supposed to face the city of Yerushalayim. And someone standing in Yerushalayim is supposed to face the place of the Mikdash. This concept that everyone faces Mokom HaMikdash, but we go in different levels from outside of Israel to Israel, from within Israel to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim to the Beit HaMikdash, that concept which we find in Halacha most likely stems from these psukim of Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah when building the Beit HaMikdash. Now Shlomo HaMelech begs that God should answer these prayers. V'shamatam min ha-shamayim b'mchon shivtecha. Again, you should listen from heaven, the place where you are sitting. Et tefillatam v'tchinatam, their prayers and their supplications. V'asita mishpatam, v'salachta lamcha asher chatulach. Forgive your people who have transgressed and answer the prayers. Pasuk Mem, verse 40, Ata Elohai, now my God, Yuna enecha p'tuchot, please let your eyes be open, v'aznecha kashuvot, in your ears, be listening, litfilat hamakom hazeh, to the prayers that will come from this place. That's a summary of all the prayers till now. We should not conclude our study of chapter 6 without mentioning and highlighting how revolutionary Shlomo HaMelech's prayer is in regard to a temple. The main point that Shlomo is reiterating over and over again is that the main purpose of the temple is a place of prayer to God, prayer that influences the way a person acts. When a person turns in prayer to God, he recognizes that if something happened to him or something happened to Am Yisrael, some type of punishment, it's because we deserve that punishment. And when we turn to God to prayer, it must come together with repentance. The idea that God is not some machine or something mechanical, but rather there's a relationship between God and His people. And that relationship is rooted primarily in how the people act. And the temple simply becomes a place where the people turn to God and remind themselves of the nature of that connection. That is something which is so basic to Jewish prayer and so revolutionary in ancient times in regards to how we relate to a temple. That point cannot be emphasized enough when studying chapters such as these in Tanakh. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vata, now, Kuma Adonai Elohim Lunuchecha, Ata Baron Zecha. Now referring to the Aron, which is now moving to its final resting place from Ir David to the Beit HaMikdash that Shlomo has just built, you, together with the Ark of the Covenant that represents your mightiness, Kohanecha Adonai Elohim Yibushu Tzedek, he prays to God, Hashem our God, let your priests, let them adorn themselves or clothe themselves with triumph, V'chatzidecha Yismichu Batov, and your loyal ones should rejoice with your goodness. Now Shlomo concludes his prayer with one final line, Pasuk Mem Bet, the last verse of the chapter, Adonai Elohim, Hashem God, Al Tashev Pnei Mishichecha. Please don't reject the face of your anointed one. Shlomo is referring to himself as the anointed one, for God had chosen him to be the successor of his father and become the king over Israel. Zachra, please remember God, L'chazdei David Avdecha. Please remember the kindness and loyalty of David your servant. Even if I myself may not be as deserving, please accept these prayers for the sake of the loyalty of your servant David HaMelech, who is Shlomo's father. That concludes Shlomo's lengthy prayer at the dedication ceremony. In the next chapter, we're going to see God's reaction to this prayer.